Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We'll be talking and praying this week about praising God, following up our message yesterday on a road of palms. Addressed Palm Sunday, that triumphal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, greeted with praise and shouts of Hosanna, welcomed as a hero. A lot happens during the week to whereby the end of the week, those shouts change from Lord, save us, to crucify him. And so it's important that we understand this road that we're on with Jesus is not a fad. It's not simply going along with the crowd. It's not simply offering our palms, our coats, our self while it's popular. Giving all of ourself forever. And so each weekday morning, we're going to talk and pray about a different aspect of the praise that we ought to give to God. How we ought to give that. What it looks like. What our motivation ought to be. And we're going to kick off the broadcast part of this week talking and praying about praise God thankfully. Fill your praise with thankfulness. Psalm 7, verse 17 says, I will give thanks to the Lord because of his righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. We thank God because of who he is. We tend to train our children, we tend to have been trained ourselves to be thankful for what we receive. You've probably been there. Someone gives you something and your mom or dad says, well, tell them thank you. And in your mind you're thinking, I don't even like what they gave me. It isn't about that. It's about learning to be grateful, learning to be thankful for the things that someone gives you. Those are important lessons. Those are valuable lessons. But sometimes our thankfulness gets stuck at that level. God says we ought to be thankful for his righteousness, for who he is, as much as for what he's done. And we praise God thankfully when we learn to acknowledge how much we need him in our life, how much we need his steadfast character. The Bible says that we ought to give thanks in all circumstances because this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. You probably heard many say, he says to give thanks in all circumstances, not for all circumstances, but sometimes I think that's almost a cop-out, a loophole. Oh, I'm still thankful for everything else, but I hate this. And I understand the thought behind that. There are things that happen that, well, are just horrific. And to be thankful for that is, well, impossible. But we tend to let that grow into things that God might want us to actually be thankful for. Sometimes our discomfort we ought to be thankful for because it teaches us something that we wouldn't know otherwise. But I'm not eagerly desiring to be thankful for discomfort. Thankfulness is far from my mind. And yet when we praise God thankfully, we're acknowledging He's got this. The psalmist says that even though the mountains might fall into the sea, God's got this. Even though the earth crumbles, God's got this. Even though the enemies attack, God's got this. Even though the doctor says cancer, God's got this. That's not the psalmist, but it applies. Even though the job says you're fired, God's got this. Even though that trusted person says, I don't love you anymore, God's got this. We live through great difficulty here on this earth. And sometimes we seem surprised by it, even though Jesus said, in this world you will have trouble. But take heart, he says. I've got this. And we praise God thankfully. In the midst of all circumstances, when we begin to acknowledge God's got this, we don't even have to see what He's doing, what He has done, what He will do. We simply need to see who He is. His righteousness endures forever. His faithfulness is without end. And so we praise God with thankfulness, knowing that the things that concern me, that fill me with anxiety, that cause me sleepless nights, are not mine to handle alone. Many of them may not even be mine to handle. And I'm thankful for a God who is God. And because of His righteousness and His faithfulness, I can be declared righteous and faithful even though I know I'm not. And with thankfulness, I praise God for being a God that is not like me. And we live life serving, loving, obeying a God that is beyond all that we could think or imagine. Not only does He supply more than we can think or imagine, His nature is more than we can think or imagine. Years ago, a prayer journey I was on with a group of people, things didn't always go as they want. We were in a foreign country, and things were different than what most of us were accustomed to. And one of the group members, during the midst of an an incident. Where there was some confusion. Basically said, if I was in charge, that would bother me, but I'm not in charge. Sometimes we let things bother us to the point of being ungrateful because we think we're in charge. And we praise God with thankfulness, knowing that He carries the weight that we could never shoulder. Knowing that He cares for those who are His own. Just spend some time today praying with me. Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. And Father, as we pray today, I think of that crowd on the road to Jerusalem who hailed Jesus as the coming King, who praised Him for who they thought He was rather than for who He actually was. Rather than walking in relationship with Him, they demanded that He conform to their image. And their praise became misplaced. In fact, they misplaced their praise and replaced it with angry shouts just a week later. Less than that. And so God, today, as we live life, may we continually focus on who You are. We understand when good things happen that we like, we often credit ourselves, but if we move beyond that, we thank You for helping us. But help us to be thankful in all circumstances. Not because we like what we're in the midst of necessarily, but we like You. We trust You. We're confident that You're doing something that we may not even be able to see that is for our good. And help our praise of who You are to be filled with thankfulness. As we understand and recognize how Your characteristics have exalted and elevated You above all else. It's Your nature. It's You. And so, God, today, in our times of praise, may we be thankful. Yes, You have done so much. You have clothed us with a righteousness and faithfulness that we could never wear on our own. But more than just thanking You for doing those things, thank You for being the God that You are. Because it's Your nature that makes those things even possible. And so today, in the midst of whatever happens, may we be thankful. And may we walk firmly on this road of palms, of praise, of adoration, of lifting You. Of serving You. And so today, as we praise You with thankfulness, Help us to always lift up Jesus, knowing that in doing so, He will draw all people to Himself. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.